I now bring to these microphones David James for a weekly conversation that we have on issues that the body of Christ needs to have some better understanding about. We need to understand what God's Word says on every issue we discuss, and we're going to do that again this week with David James. David, several weeks ago we discussed a survey concerning the attitudes of America towards Israel, and we concluded that the lack of support by many was largely due to a lack of knowledge or a lack of acceptance of what the Bible clearly says about Israel in the future. So this week, we're going to be discussing the matter of biblical literacy, and it's of great concern to me. I travel every single week, many, many days of the week in churches. I recognize biblical illiteracy every single place I go. You're the same as you travel across not only this country, but around the world as well, are you not?
Well, that's exactly true. And as I've been thinking through this and researching, let me just really quickly just mention five things that I think are really important. One, it's surprising, is the general illiteracy rate in the American population. The second, the lack of Christians in churches actually being born again. Another is how people view the Bible in general. In other words, they don't think it's the word authoritative word of God. The fourth would be a lack of Bible reading, and maybe more importantly, personal Bible study, not just reading. And then a lack of comprehensive Bible teaching in the churches.
Yeah, those seem like the main problems. Well, let's take a look at each of these factors and discuss some solutions. The first point concerning the illiteracy rate in the general population is somewhat out of what we normally discuss, but it clearly is relevant to the issue, isn't it?
It very much is, and I think pastors and churches in general need to be aware of it. There was a study that came out just a couple of years ago by the U.S. Department of Education, and they concluded that there are about 32 million adults in the United States who can't read. So, and 21% of the adults in the U.S. read below a fifth grade level. So you have two issues. One, are people being intimidated about even coming to church if they can't read, if they can't understand what's going on? So I think we need to be sensitive to that and take that into account in our ministries.
Well, that would be a very good piece of advice to churches. That would be an outreach ministry that would not only enhance the comprehension by some of their congregants, those who attend the church, but would help them in the rest of their life activities as well. Second issue seems to be that many churches potentially have a good number of people who attend the church but are not Christians in a biblical sense, are they?
Well, I think you're exactly right, and I think they fall into two categories. One would be liberal churches who don't really have an intention to preach the gospel clearly at all. But another really disturbing trend that I've noticed, especially over the last 20 years, is that there is a lack of clear preaching of the gospel, even in churches that believe the gospel. And two of the things that I find most frequently left out of gospel presentations, even by those who consider themselves evangelists, is one, the identity of Jesus, and that is Jesus is God in human flesh. That is frequently left out. They say the Son of God, but there are a lot of religions that look at him in different ways, but he is God in the flesh. And the second is the resurrection. If there's no resurrection, then we may die forgiven, but then that's the end. Or his resurrection provides the hope, so we need to get the gospel clear to the people in our churches.
And let me just add this. Would it not be similar to what we were talking about when we were talking about Andy Stanley's church there in the Atlanta area, where he tries to get as many lost people to come in? They even can participate in the leadership of the church itself. So they're there lost without an understanding of truly what the Word of God's all about.
Yes, that's really true, and so it becomes even confusing. You know the old adage, you can't see someone be saved until they know they're lost, and that's happening in many churches because of this lack of biblical preaching.
David, I think, as you mentioned, the third issue would be how people actually view the Bible itself, whether they're lost or saved, how they look at God's Word.
Well, yes, that's exactly true. You know, we live in what has been term, the postmodern generation, where everything is relative, but the Bible is absolute. It's authoritative, it's inspired, it's inerrant, and if those things are true, then people need to listen to what it has to say. If they don't accept those things as true, then it's not going to matter what they read. They're going to pick and choose, and that's going to be a big issue.
Well, concerning biblical illiteracy itself, this connected with a recent survey that we talked about, which is actually one reason why we decided to discuss this particular topic.
That's right. You know, there was a recent Lifeway research study that found only 45% of those who regularly attend church read the Bible more than once a week. There are over 40% who only read the Bible occasionally, maybe once or twice a month. And one in five churchgoers in the United States say they never read the Bible. So there's this lack of biblical, not just reading, but also personal Bible study. And there are other issues. For example, 30% of parents in Great Britain don't know that Adam and Eve, David and Goliath, or the Good Samaritan are even in the Bible. Believe this or not, 27% think Superman might even be a biblical story. So you can clearly see the problem there.
Yes, absolutely. And one obvious thing that could be done is to have a regular Bible reading program, a plan, a quiet time, or a time of just simply looking at God's Word every day, couldn't it?
That's absolutely true. And in fact, in preparation for our discussion, I just did a quick Google search on Bible study plans. And if you just type that into Google, Bible study plan, or Bible reading plan, rather, you will get a page of places that have daily programs that you could adhere to and read through the Bible every single year.
That would be fantastic. Everybody ought to be doing that one way or the other. Read through the Bible, study it on a daily basis. Well, in the course that you teach on current theological issues, I know that you recommended several books that you say every believer should have on their bookshelves or on their computer.
I know I'm going to run through these quickly, so our listeners are going to have to hit pause and replay, but here they are real quickly. I've got five. Living by the Book by Hendricks, Basic Theology by Ryrie, Basic Bible Interpretation by Zook, Bible Knowledge Commentary by the DTS faculty, and Talk Through the Bible by Boa and Wilkinson. If you have those five books on your shelf, and you're reading and studying the Bible regularly, you will actually be way ahead of 90% of most people in the churches, and you will have a good understanding of the Word of God.
Well, thank you, sir. I have all of those books on my bookshelf, a couple of them on my computer, so I must be doing pretty good as a student of the Word of God. Well, the fourth issue that you mentioned is the lack of comprehensive Bible teaching in Bible colleges, seminaries, and even in churches.
I think that's true. You know, it does start there. And what has happened is that the methodology has shifted to what's called felt need. So pastors look at what they think their congregations might need, and then they teach topically, but they don't teach expositionally, verse by verse, through books of the Bible. And of course, there's the place for the topical message at Christmas time and Easter and various holidays, but the people need to understand how to understand the Bible in context and from Genesis to Revelation. There are some books in the Bible that some pastors just avoid because they're difficult, or they don't accept, for example, because they deal with the future and they don't hold to a proper understanding of the prophetic scriptures.
Well, David, actually, over the last 25 years of my traveling across this country and around the world, there seems to have been a steady decline in even the actual time a pastor will spend teaching the Word of God in his own church. Do you see that happening where you travel as well?
definitely saw it as a missionary who would go back, and I caught a glimpse of churches as I was back in the United States every 2 years, and I saw the changes happening. And what was happening is that Wednesday evening Bible studies were being dropped, and Sunday evening Bible studies were being dropped, and Sunday schools were changed, so that the pastors now, basically, most pastors have 1 to 2 times at most that they're teaching their congregations. That's not enough. They need to be teaching and reorganize their programs, in my opinion, to make sure that they or others are clearly teaching the people the Word of God.
Well, and just this suggestion, if you're in a church where that is happening, I would suggest find another church. But also, we all need our own individual Bible studies, do we not?
We absolutely do. Ultimately, we'll never be held accountable for what somebody else says. We'll be held accountable for what we say, and most importantly, what we believe and how we act on that.
David, what do you see as a few of the main consequences because of this biblical illiteracy?
Well, one, I think we're seeing in our nation, as there's a steady moral decline, even the recent decision by the Supreme Court, and just a general decline in the moral climate of the church, of not only the church but the nation as a whole. I see individual lives being destroyed, the nuclear families being destroyed. People don't know how to live a life that is pleasing to the Lord, and they don't know how to reach out to others with the gospel and disciple new believers. And these are serious consequences of not understanding, knowing and understanding the Bible.
And recognizing the time where you are living in all of history is important as well. Not only study God's Word, but the prophetic Word of God, which of course we emphasize here on Prophecy Today, to help you understand the times and recognize we're quickly moving towards the end time talked about in Bible prophecy. David, always a great discussion when we get together, an interesting conversation for our friends to eavesdrop on. Thank you for doing your research and giving us some great detail. Talk again next week, buddy.
Thanks so much, Jimmy.